Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive, and we thank you for tuning in and joining us. Let me get the buttons pushed here. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, brothers. Glad to be with you again.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings again from Oklahoma.
And again, boy, just part of the highlight of my week, being here and getting my batteries recharged and looking forward to being here and tuning in to another program tonight. And guys, I'll keep an eye on the phone lines, and I'll let you know when your callers call in.
Thank you, sir. Sure appreciate it. And good evening, everyone. We do welcome you again here to Hope is Alive, the show about testimony. And what is that testimony? It's there to glorify Jesus Christ and what he's done in each of our lives and each caller's lives, and about how he's changed things, things that have tormented, things that have hindered them, things that have bothered them. And we just give praise and glory every time we come on this show, because it's just the power of the blood of Jesus. It's so fantastic. It can cover any problem, any disease, any sin, anything that's there. And that's why we come on here, just to encourage everybody and let them know that it's out there. And if you have any questions about deliverance, you go to deliveranceusa.com. Everything we talk about each night on this broadcast is there at the click of a mouse, and it's free of charge. Or you can obtain the book called Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, written by Pastor Cox. It's got about 40 years worth of experience laid down in it. It's a pretty easy manual to follow. Helps you to perform the deliverances yourself, on yourself, or for others. And it's kind of a manual to go step by step, so you can see what seems to work best, as they have found. And you can obtain that by calling Richard at 307-742-7582. Tell him you need that, and he will certainly get it out to you. And good evening, Pastor Cox. How are you?
Well, I'm blessed, Brother Ralph, and I've heard that about you.
Yes, I am. I am blessed. And I just wanted to mention today, about noontime, Richard's going to try to find out what the name of the message and the tape number on that, so we can get that out, let people know. But I heard a message by Pastor Peters that could have been preached right here on this program. I mean, it was fantastic. It was about forgiving. about holding on to burdens, holding on to our personal shibboleths, judging others before rightfully judging ourselves. And he sure preached from Matthew 18 a lot. And it just, it's just like, wow, I'm sure I've heard it before, but it encouraged me listening to it, and it's a fantastic message. And as soon as Richard figures out what that was, which was played, I'm going to let people know about it, because it was powerful, absolutely powerful to hear that.
I heard that broadcast as well. I'm pretty sure it's the same one. It seemed like it was about maybe 5 days ago or a week or so.
Well, the one I heard was today, so sometimes the
rotation
rotation will be like that, where it'll be like that when they get out there. But it was fantastic. And, you know, he made a point in there about forgiving.
Yeah.
And we don't forgive. It's almost a form of idolatry, because we put ourselves over God. We put ourselves over Jesus. And when our Lord is so gracious to give up his Son to take that penalty that we deserved, all of us deserved it, how dare us to not forgive our brother when our God will do that for us? And it does. It sets ourselves over. It sets us, if our Lord's willing to forgive and we're not, we put ourselves over Jesus. And that's a form of idolatry. And I know I've heard that before, but it's always good to be a reminder. And we will talk about it day in and day out every time we're on this program, because it is so important to forgive. That is just a huge door. And there is just so much that can happen to you. It'll hinder a healing. It'll cause tormentors to come into you. It'll hold bitterness. It'll hold you in bondage when you don't forgive. It doesn't free. It doesn't hold the other person. It holds you and you alone in bondage.
That's it. We see it over and over at Deliverance Ministries. I think the unforgiveness, it blocks prayer. Well, it blocks everything that we're due from the cross. And it's really sad when each person is in control to forgive anytime they want to, and they just don't realize what a penalty it is to carry it and how they're hurting themselves. It's almost like saying to Jesus, "Jesus, what you did at the cross, you forgave me, but that isn't good enough for me. You're going to have to go back to the cross." Well, that's ridiculous, of course, but it's kind of like that's what they're saying.
It is, and that is the ultimate sacrifice for a penalty. And I listened to a message on communion today. I don't remember the name of the pastor. It was a CD. I was going through some of mine. I was like, I don't remember what this is. I put it in, and it talked about how powerful the blood of Jesus is, and when it comes to healing, when it comes to forgiving, and everything, it's there. And the point was made in there that when a lamb was sacrificed during the Passover, and that lamb delivered so many people and brought everybody out disease free during the Passover, how much more will the Lamb of God do that for us? And
yes.
I just some things I heard today that I wanted to encourage everybody, get that out, and it's just always good to remind us by way of reminder. Well, Pastor, how did it go this Monday at the new location?
It went good. This last Monday we had 12 people for ministry at the new location here in Oklahoma City at 16th North Villa. And we have more rooms to minister in, so it's more private-like. But it went very good. The anointing was strong, and I had a good case. Was able to get the head demon up and interrogate it. And the fact is, I've done three exorcisms this week, and I was able to get the head demon up in all three. And interrogate. I did one today with a lady in France, and I got the head demon up there and interrogated. So, praise God, people are getting free.
Yes, praise God. And you know, Pastor, we had talked earlier this week about that. It's truly become an international ministry. France, I know you ministered to someone from Australia, and I believe that person is calling this evening to give their testimony. So the word's getting out there, and we praise God for that, because it's getting out through the internet, it's getting out through shortwave, it's getting out through satellite, and people are being set free, not just locally, but internationally.
Yes, the need is everywhere, of course, and so few people have had enough training in this area to apply it. There's so many hurting Christians out there that are being bothered in their bodies and in their mind, will, emotions, the soul area. Their spirits are secure in Jesus, but they're sure not living life abundant today when they could be.
Oh, certainly. And I should have my work cut out for me. I know that you had someone contact the ministry there, and they were asking, do we know anybody in Branson? So I'm praying that they'll be able to get a hold of me, and I've got a deliverance set up for this Sunday. So I'm trying to do what I can in my part of the country, and we know that Pastor and his group of team leaders there definitely carry the load every Monday night for the Central Oklahoma. And if you have any questions or want to get trained or just let us know at deliveranceusa.com. You can send us an email, or you can even, if possible, get out to Oklahoma City, and if you haven't gone to deliverance yourself, definitely go, and they would welcome you if you can for training out there as well. So that's our goal, to get this everyday Christianity that was part of our people at one time, and just trying to get it back out. And when this happens, and we've got people doing this all over the nation, people just start seeing changes and changes and changes.
Yes, and you're in a position to set Missouri free, Ralph.
Well, I'm going to do my best. Do my best. I've got a little help. I've got a few brothers here in Missouri with me that are working and doing their part as well. So.
Well, amen.
I'm concentrating on the Ozarks. I'll let Brother Leon have the upper part of the state.
Okay, that'll work.
So, I came across the scripture as I was reading Proverbs this evening, and this ties right into the I Ams, and we've always encouraged the I Ams. Well, Scriptures for America and Deliverance Ministries both have I Am confessionals to get out there. But it's Proverbs 17:22. Now, I'm going to read this from the Amplified, because I like the way the Amplified says it. A happy heart is good medicine, and joyful mind causes healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. And that happy heart will come, and that joyful mind will come as you speak it. As you speak those positives. Because you can speak those positives, or you can speak those negatives. And the negatives will give a broken spirit, which will dry up the bones. But a joyful heart and a joyful heart and a joyful mind will start speaking those things as you speak them out loud. As you speak them, you believe them, and your body will believe it, and there'll be healing there. And that same thing with forgiving as well too. You may not quite believe it when you first started saying it, but if you just speak it, I forgive mom and I bless mom. Maybe you didn't have a good relationship with your mom and dad, which we do find that a lot. It's unfortunate, but we do find it, that for whatever reason, they just have the best relationships, and they think that they were wronged by their parents, and in some cases you hear, you're like, wow, they were wronged. But they have a choice to speak that and honor their parents and find something honorable about them and to speak it out loud and just to simply say, I forgive mom and dad and I bless mom and dad. You may not believe it at first, but the more you speak it, before you know it, your whole attitude changes.
That's right. So true. And we're in control to do it. That's the neat thing about it. We can choose anything. We're made in God's image. And so it's just a matter of choosing and doing it.
It is. And, of course, a proverb that we always speak here on Hope is Alive is Proverbs 18:21. And I like this from the Amplified as well, too. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. Now, you'll bear the consequences of the good fruit that you speak, that your tongue gives, or you'll endure the consequences of the bad fruit. If I have a choice, I just seem to have the good fruit each time.
Well, it certainly behooves us to speak the positives, since we get what we say, this amazing tongue having that kind of power. Obviously, we ought to be speaking the positives and not the negatives.
Yes, yes. And it's just so much, in my opinion anymore, it's just so much easier. But there was a time it wasn't so easy. So.
Well, we've all come from somewhere.
Yeah, we do.
and we're learning and getting better. Amen.
We are. That's what's called growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I listened to another message by Pastor Peters that I found on a CD called Unity, and he was talking about, could you fellowship with yourself from 5 years ago? And he often talked about that 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago. And he says, as we grow in our grace and knowledge and start, you know, coming up with new insights of Scripture, we start finding that, you know, we didn't quite have it all at one time. And so it's just real important to remember that when you're dealing with others, that we have different growth levels, so just as you did, and show that mercy and grace. And Pastor, we have our first caller. Karen, are you there?
Yes, hi, Richard.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Karen. I'm so glad you called in. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me, Everett?
Yes, yeah, just great. You know, this is pretty exciting, Karen, because here you are in Australia, and our time here, of course, is 9 o'clock on Wednesday night. What time of the day and what day is it over there?
It's Thursday, the 17th of January, and it's 2:15 p.m., and it's 31 degrees Celsius, so it's very warm. I've just had a facial. I asked the lady if she could do it quickly so I'd be available right now, and I'm sitting in my car. I've turned my air conditioner off because it's so it doesn't interfere with my voice. So it's very warm. We're in summer, and we're about 17 hours ahead of you in terms of day of the week.
That's so awesome. It's a marvel, it's a marvel of the technical world that we're on here talking like this and doing it live. Well, Karen, if you would, go ahead and give some history on yourself down there in Australia and when you were born again, how you learned about deliverance, and then any experiences you'd like to share, even about your own ministry, whatever you're comfortable in sharing. So why don't you go right ahead there? We're excited to hear.
Okay, well, I'm a little bit nervous, Everett, but I'm going to trust God and just speak from my heart. I'm 52. I've been having menopause symptoms, and I was experiencing that anxiety for several months, and then it peaked to where I seeking deliverance, because I knew it was more than just my hormones. I went to a specialist doctor, and she gave me some medication, and that helped. But I just felt overwhelmed with anxiety and fear. And life was getting harder. And I now look back and think and see that he just was leading me to a point where I started calling out to him and seeking him, because I just was frightened of this these symptoms, and I have to go to work. I'm a registered nurse, and it was interfering with day to day life. I didn't really have issues with anxiety. When I was younger, I have had depression, and it's in my family. I'm on medication for that. But I've never experienced this kind of anxiety. So I was calling out to God in desperation, and I was led to, like I told you, a Kingdom Intelligence briefing. And I was born again when I was about 17, and I had no Christianity in my history, but even as a little girl, I prayed, and I became a Christian. I held the Bible for about 3 or 4 days, and then I went back to my life, and what I found was he kept drawing me back to him, and in the early 90s, I started going to church, and I went to a Pentecostal church, and I didn't think I'd ever fit in church. I didn't like the idea of church, but it was the right time, and I had a prophetic word over my life and about what was, I think it's in Joel, about the locusts and all the what has been stolen, and that would be restored, and I have never forgotten that. And then I learned about Jesus. I when the presence of God came on me, I called the Holy Spirit the heat, because I didn't know about the Holy Spirit. I didn't know you could have a relationship with God. And it's just been a progression of learning from the early 90s. And then when I go back to sin, I wanted to be a clean living Christian, but I go back to sin, and I told you, Everett, that I had the issue of homosexuality in my life, and I think that was because of when I was molested as a little girl at 4, and then whatever other doors were open, and I just believed that's who I was in terms of that part of my life. And God released me from that. It's been 8 years. But it still came up during our deliverance a little bit. So I went, started going to church from the early 90s, and then I left the church maybe in the early 2000s. And I've just been looking at YouTube and different things, and God showed me about the Illuminati and the New World Order. I've always found it quite easy to go into his presence, but I could tell, you know, I was disappointed in the Christian life, and you'd read about the first Christians, and I started to lose hope that we'd ever be able to live the way they did and really live for God and walk in his power. And I've just, as I said, became very anxious with what I thought. And I do believe it's partly menopause, but it was beyond that. And I found Kingdom Intelligence Briefing. My hope soared with Dr. Michael and Mary Lou. And just things started coming together, and I was praying, and the Holy Spirit came, and then I heard about deliverance. They recommended you, Everett. I, as you know, 2 weeks ago, we had our deliverance session. I had a little bit more with a fellow on YouTube. I can show you the name. I'll have to look at a piece of paper and I felt a bit more deliverance. And I've just gone from strength to strength. I feel close to God. I'm now listening to Remnant, a radio show called, I'll have to look at it, I'd like to tell you who these people are, a Remnant radio program, and I'm learning. You've put teachers in for me. I'm starting to read the Word more, and I believe He is raising up His remnant, and I'm excited about what's happening.
Amen. And how's that? Karen, when you've had your ministry deliverance sessions, were
yes.
you able to feel those spirits coming out, or how do you know they were there?
Well, yes, I did. When you spoke about fragmentation and bringing... Mm-hmm. Because I'd heard about MK Ultra and people being deliberately fragmented, etc., and I had some understanding about trauma, you know, affecting personality, etc., and I suspected I had some of that. But I, when you were talking about fragmentation, I felt parts of myself coming together. I felt a rest of a wholeness there. And when you taught me when the emotion, because I've been blocking emotion. I block emotions, and that's probably part of smoking cigarettes and things. When I allow myself to feel those emotions, like the hurt, and you said to take them from my belly and lift them up to Jesus, I've done that several times since, and that was, I know there's an exchange that he'll bear our burdens, and that area that's gone, that area that's now empty, I ask for the filling of the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus and the kingdom of heaven. And I found that is a way to exchange, I guess, soul hurt to Jesus. But yes, I did.
Yes.
It wasn't like suddenly I felt this big awful demon go, but I felt a lighter. And yes, I felt I believe it was a successful deliverance. But it wasn't like someone screaming at me, or I just sensed
right.
that I was lighter, something had changed, and my anxiety now is just minimal.
Praise
minimal,
God.
And it was profound before.
Praise God. That's awesome. Great report. And yeah, that term you said you felt lighter. Well, we hear that
yes.
constantly from the people. I heard it Monday night, the lady I worked with. And, you know, it's so original to them, but common to us. At the end of the ministry, when they say, "I feel lighter," it's a good sign that something's come off of them, and they're getting back to being their real self. Well, that's.
Yes.
Have you seen anything else change in your life, Karen?
Well, I'm seeking him more, and I'm speaking to him all the time. I'm under his wing, and I feel good there. And I think, yeah, I just feel more whole. When I'm reading the Bible and with these teachers, and I'm so grateful. A lot of them are American, so I thank you for that. Remnant
mm-hmm.
teachers, true people of God, and I'm learning the words become clearer for me, and I'm grateful for the teaching. But when I read myself, I find things make not as hard. And the other thing is I just think things are just clearer for me, just clearer.
Praise
what's
God.
Going on, and there's little regret. The other thing is about the smoking, Everett. Now, I've smoked for a long time, but God is showing me, like, if I wanted to, I could stop. I could stop, because it's not like an overwhelming, what's it called when you're hanging out for something, a withdrawal symptom. That's not there. I know it's just my attitude, it's just my trust. And I know, I believe, and I will let you know that I'm going to stop smoking. I just have to work out, it's a practical issue, what am I going to do when I'm not smoking? But I believe God's already showed me I'm not going to withdraw when I stop. It's a lot easier, and I know it's my decision. Like, I've just got to take that step, and I'm going to be practical about it and have some things to do when I'm not smoking. But I've already been, he's let me know if I stopped I'd be okay, but I've still got to make that step. And that's
well,
the big
one
thing
for one me. Thought Karen, one thought would be, when you have that urge to want to smoke, start praying in the Spirit. That will certainly fulfill.
Okay.
You were wondering what to do instead of smoking.
Yeah.
Well, pray in the tongues and praise the Lord. Amen.
Okay.
Can't go wrong.
And
with
I know drinking water as well. That's a good thing. Because I, you know, you're probably I'm probably chronically dehydrated from smoking. I do drink a lot of water, but I just having those things and being brave to do it. But I just feel I've never felt this confident that I can stop smoking, and I really do want to. I mean, it's very expensive here in Australia. Mm. The packet of cigarettes. $50-odd
Mm-hmm.
Very, very expensive. It's not just about the money. It's being free from
sure.
You know, being strong and telling the flesh no.
But
I'd like to come over and go to some of your conferences over in the U.S. So if I put that money away, I'd be able to come and see you.
Yes, that'd be great. Karen, there was another thought that we did, the thing that we did, and that was what we call the limb check. You've had some back problems, haven't you?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, 100%
better. 100%.
Alan.
God. When you did the alignment, I saw a change right away, and a good friend of mine said, I'm walking differently. I'm not taking as big a step. So she's noticed I'm taking smaller steps. And, yes, very, very much improved. Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Well, thank you.
That's our Jesus. Well, that's what he's brought to us from the cross. If we Christians will just apply this, the limb check is actually an adjustment situation. We all know how people go to chiropractors a lot to get adjusted. Well, turns out our Jesus will adjust while we watch. And while I couldn't be there to watch, I took you through the steps, first sitting in a chair and you seeing adjustment with your legs, and then you stood up with your arms, and you had one short arm, if I remember right, and it adjusted and prayed over your brainstem. So that's all part of our Jesus bringing us life abundant.
That was wonderful. I had a rotator cuff tear from nursing in my right shoulder, and there had been a crease. It'd been prayer, and I'd seen a physio. But if you knew me, you could see that there was a change, and you know, it wasn't equal in the way I carried my shoulder. And Everett, it's just, you know, 100%. I'm very, very pleased by that. But as you know, it was mostly the anxiety that and fear, which is awful, and I think he's letting us go through difficult times to the point where other people have been awake and walking the way I am now for a while, and I'm thankful for those people that are praying for us, the remnant, and those that teach, and I think we can get to this place of desperation, and he just wants us to be whole. And he's got work for us to do in this time. And
amen. Well,
yes, I've just seen the whole big picture. My shoulder and my legs, yes, they're 100% better.
That's so awesome.
I just feel like he's healing us and getting us ready for something very, very important.
Yes, you have a destiny, and he wants you to do it. Aaron,
and I'm using the word destiny, too, Everett. Since I spoke to you, I am using that word.
We just have a few seconds left, Karen.
Yes.
What would you say to the listeners in winding up here?
If you want something more, and you know your walk isn't 100%, if God knows already. He doesn't despise brokenness. If you love the Lord, he knows, and he wants you whole. And when I knew, God told me, you need deliverance. And then I was listening to Dr. Michael and Mary Lou Lake, and they mentioned Everett Cox, and I got on the phone, and we did our session via a video conference. I'd never done that before. And now he's doing other things, and he can free us. And it would be foolish not to do it and allow God to heal us and restore us, because our destiny is amazing. And
Down there in Australia, we have our other caller coming in. Thank you, Karen,
okay,
for sharing all that. It's been a wonderful testimony. And God bless you down there.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You, Everett, and thank you so much. I'll continue to pray for you and American people, and thank you so much.
We receive that. Bye-bye.
Yeah. A lot of wonderful people coming out of your churches. Really good.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Everett.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you, Bud.
God bless you.
Good testimony.
Yes.
Good testimony.
Praise God.
And I believe she'll whip that smoking habit. I believe. Well, with Jesus, she could do anything. But I believe she's going to do it. I believe she's going to do it. I just sense
she's on the right track.
She is. She just has to. When she's ready to make her mind up, I believe the Lord will just.
She seems to rise that idea of praying in the spirit, praying in the tongues, and praising the Lord instead of smoking. That's bound to counter it.
yes, it does. Yes, it would. But all around good. I mean, just another typical testimony. I mean, everything she talked about, we've heard over and over. And it's a shame that there's been so much child sexual abuse anymore in this world. It's a very, very common thing. I would say probably 80% of the people I've ministered to have had it at some form in their life. And but the good news is that you can overcome that with Jesus.
Amen. And it is sad, though. I feel for all the Christians that will never receive deliverance in their whole lifetimes, never really living a life abundant with joy and happiness like they could, and they finally go on to be with the Lord, but these spirits were hanging out, tormenting them in their body, and spirits of infirmity and the soul area, mind, will, emotion.
Yep.
So, of course, we ourselves couldn't minister to all of them anyway. We can only do so many, but we can spread the word where it will network out, and others will run with the ball.
Well, with each person we minister to, that's somebody that can go out and talk to somebody and give a testimony that we couldn't because we don't know them.
That's right.
The lady that contacted me, she'd heard it from two people I'd ministered to. So I would have never had I don't know, I might have had the opportunity to talk to her at some point or another, but she sought me out because of the testimony of two others. So as we help people, they get the word out. And the word spread, and there's nothing faster than word of mouth when it comes to spreading good news. And it's just so important to get those testimonies. So important.
Well, all we can do is keep trying. Well, Ralph, I might go off a moment and call the second caller to make sure she hasn't forgotten. If you can carry it a minute here,
I'll
come back.
I will do my best.
Okay.
Something that was mentioned that made me give a lot of thought on that message that Pastor Peters heard today, and is we don't always know what people are going through. And as I was talking to give a preliminary discussion with the person I'm going to give deliverance with this Sunday, she was telling me about some pretty awful things of sexual abuse, and how that sexual abuse led to her drug abuse. praise God, she's been clean for 12 years, but she's still holding on to the unforgiveness. And it was just a horrible situation she talked to me about. It just grieved me in my spirit to hear what she had to go through as a child. And but it just goes further that we've got so many people in this country today that are hurting, and we will judge them on the outward, seeing, oh, well, they're like that because they're just no good, dirty, rotten, you know, this and this. And we judge them without even knowing what has had to get to that point. You know, we haven't walked a mile in their shoes, and that's exactly what Pastor talked about, that message, especially dealing with other Christians. And so it's just so important to, instead of judging that person, condemning that person, do what you can to help them. Do what you can to get them past the point where they are. And that's just so important with Christianity, to do that, because it's easy to judge and walk away. It's not easy to, hey, there's hope, and I have the tools to help you. They're laid out here in Scripture, and I will do what I can. So, Pastor, are you back?
Yes, I'm back, and she's be calling in just a moment.
Okay, well, good. But I was just talking, Pastor, about how it's so important to not condemn and judge people, as is to try to help them, to give them the hope. Because most people, when they're at that point in their life, they know what they're doing isn't right. And you know, if you can say one thing, hey, well, that's going to lead a path of destruction. But hey, the great good news is with Jesus, and then go from here. So, Pastor, I believe we have our caller.
Hi.
Are you there?
Good evening.
Hello.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Ralph is on here with me up in Missouri, co-host, and excited you're able to make it. Yes. And Johnny May, if you could go ahead and share some history on yourself and when you were born again, and how you heard about deliverance, and then any experiences you'd like to share.
Well, I was born again in 2010, and I believe it was around the summer, July of 2011, I went through Deliverance Ministry, came down, and met with the sweet, sweet Mary Jo, and from there, from that very moment, I was blessed. As soon as I opened my mouth, after we prayed and we went through everything, which was several hours, I was blessed with the gift of speaking in tongues, which I didn't know anything about at that time. And so it was a wonderful experience. And from there, it was just this thirst and this hunger for more of what that was and where it came from. And so I began training in the classes to become a deliverance minister and sitting in with ministers. And this went on for, it only took about 6 weeks when God called me to ministry. But during that time, as I was sitting in with ministers, I was able to see in the spirit and learned a lot about that. At that time, I read the word. I talked to other pastors, other ministers. I mean, I researched and studied on what this was, and all the prophets and all the seers in the Bible. So from there, I just stayed going to Deliverance Ministry, and then began to, after a couple of years of doing that with the ministry family, I started doing private sessions with other people, and people were being set free, not just on the night of coming together in fellowship with other ministers and praying for people that were coming for that, but as well, other people were, you know, driving from out of state to come and receive deliverance and be set free. Now, whenever the first time that I was able to see in the spirit, I was sitting in with a minister who was seasoned. He had been, you know, in the ministry for several years, as far as I understood. And he taught me a lot. I had a lot of questions about these things I was seeing. And I wanted to share the first vision that I was given on that first night when God called me to be a seer in deliverance ministry. And that was a woman had been tormented with astral projection from another person, and I was sitting quietly just praying as the minister, you know, ministered to her, and was he began to pray, or began to ask the angels to come and cut the cord from the person that was astral projecting. And as he spoke that out, excuse me, and he called upon the angels, I saw a cloud of smoke, that which at that time I thought it was smoke, but as I focused in more, I was able to see that it was actually dust, which was being kicked up by a horse. And on the horse was this huge angel, a warrior angel, coming in with a big sword to cut the cord in the spiritual realm, of course. And it was so magnificent as I watched this angel excuse me, cut the cord with that sword. I also was able to see in the physical this woman being set free. Even her countenance, even the tension, I literally watched the tension leave her body, and like her shoulders just kind of like she just rested. She was able to rest and have peace. And it was just a wonderful experience to be able to see the power of God that we speak about, that we teach about, that we share about, you know, to watch it in action. And seeing that, of course,
awesome.
I was hungry for more. And I wanted to know more about this and what I could do to help these people that were hurting. So I began to sit in quite a bit, and I worked with another minister, in private sessions or going to meet with other people. We even went to a homeless shelter a couple of times and was able to use that gift as a ministry tool and in battle against the enemy and his counterparts. And so I think it's a beautiful gift to be able to do that, and deliverance is something that is so important, that a lot of people that, you know, can be Christians for their entire lives, even have given their lives over and surrendered to Him as a child, still are in bondage. And deliverance is the key. You know, even from my own experience and the experiences that I've seen, the things that I've seen, seen so many other things, and I would love to share them all, but I know we don't have enough time.
But that is such an awesome gift.
Go ahead.
It's such an awesome gift to have. I don't seem to have any special gifts myself. I'm just a normal spirit-filled Christian. There are people that have the gift, and what's neat about it is if you have that gift, you don't have to use the steps that we have. It's like a bird dog on a quail hunt or a pheasant hunt. You can go right to them, and instead of having to stomp them out of the bushes, and we kind of have to stomp them out of the bushes at times, we can still limit out, so to speak. but if you have that gift like you're talking about, it's a marvelous gift to have in deliverance and this type of ministry. you can go right to it. So that's so great you have that. And you live actually not in Oklahoma City anymore, do you, Johnny Mae? Did you say
no?
You live in
no,
Seminole?
I do not live in Oklahoma City anymore.
Mm-hmm. But you can.
I'm in southeastern Oklahoma, and there's definitely a need for deliverance here. Of course, you know,
yeah.
Everywhere that we go, I believe that you know deliverance is highly needed. And I make every point, you know, every opportunity that I have to even do what I call mini deliverances, you know, miniature deliverances when, you know, if I'm meeting with somebody or I meet somebody in a church service or after a conference, you know, I feel, you know, I will always pray for the Lord to send someone to me. And, of course, He never fails, and He does. And even just the other night, I had a little miniature deliverance after a conference with a young girl, and she was set free. And
praise God.
Told her about deliverance, and so yeah, even though I'm not there, you know, we're still, you know, God places us where we need to be and where He wants us to be, and right there where we're at is where we need to be doing His work and sharing about deliverance.
Well, there's hurting people everywhere, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
The problem is the people that have all these problems, they don't have any idea, in most cases, their spirits, and that they need to have these things cast out. They live their lives coping the best they can, and some of them not real well. So it's a kind of an education thing. It's a challenge to all of us to get the word out about this.
Yes. And you know what I found too, Everett, in certain churches or religious organizations, denominations, they don't want anything to do with deliverance. And what I sense is a fear of the unknown. Maybe they're not educated on it. They don't know, you know, they don't want to speak of it. Some people, I think, from what, you know, from talking to them and bringing up deliverance, and when they ask what it is, and the first thing they think is exorcism, and I try to explain to them, it is kind of
they
like that, but there are certain ways to do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Have you found that?
Yeah. Oh, yes. They have a lot of people have a fear about it, and yes, they think it's like the movies thing. Well, of course, they always show the worst of everything, and the spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, our deliverances are very low key, and
yes.
Most people, for months and months and months, everybody's just sitting nice in their chairs getting free of these things. But, you know, in those churches where they don't believe it, if somebody handed out the problem list, you know, like we do on the clipboards on Monday night,
mm-hmm.
if they handed that two-page list of problems out that people have, and for them to circle, probably most people would circle about three dozen, and more than likely the majority of those would turn out to be evil spirits that can, of course, be cast out, but the congregations, those people, they're normal Christians out there, so they've got
yes.
the spirits that came through the generational door and the unforgiveness door and so on. So, yeah, it's a challenge, but at least we can do what we can. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. And I believe that we really need to be doing what we can and not... I don't think it should matter, you know, where we're at. If someone is open to that and reaching out for that, you know, I've handed out the problem list to many people and, you know, told them, okay, when you are ready, give me a call and we'll spend some time together and we'll go over this problem list. We'll go through the door closing prayer. We're going to need some time. You know, this is going to, you know, we'll need some time to do this. And most of the people did not get back with me, and
you know, and set that up. And the ones that did, though, experienced complete freedom from captivity.
They'll get their help.
And
the bottom
line is, it's about who really wants it.
There are plenty of people that really want it. They just don't know who and where. They're all over the place. Those are the ones we minister to, of course, are the ones that find out, and they come, and they get set free. Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Johnny May, for sharing. Really appreciate it, and I wish you a great evening.
All right. Thank you so much, and I apologize for the delay. But I really enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you too, Everett. Bye.
Well, two more testimonies. That's
yes,
two more overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We do praise God that we do praise God for their deliverances. Again, if you have any questions, deliveranceusa.com or get a hold of Richard at the office and get the book, Do the Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox. We do thank everybody for joining us this evening. We wish you a good night. God bless, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy.
To overcome,
nothing will harm you,
nothing
will